Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jacobus, A Eunuch's Faith is a historical novel in multi-volumes that consider the interaction of three great events in the Western world during the first century, which still affect us today. The author is Paul Tretien, a native of Southern California, now living in the Carson City area of Nevada. Paul served in the U.S. Army in congressional liaison during the Vietnam War, a successful businessman, vice president of three family-held corporations with around 100 employees. He was the first non-Flemish artist to participate in the National Flemish Art Exhibit in Belgium, a commissioned artist, prominent roles with a number of publishing companies, and chairman of Tweener Ministries, sponsor of the international competitions for high school students to write children's books. University scholarships were awarded, co-founder of the Gay Christian Fellowship, an international foreign missionary for a U.S.-based Protestant denomination, a closeted gay Christian from puberty to 2009, and the author of Jacobus, A Eunuch's Faith. Paul Tretien, back with us on This Week in America. What a career, Paul, that you've had. And you're not finished yet. You're working on Jacobus and back to talk more about it. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep busy. And in the meantime, I should mention that we are officers of a new company we formed to support an African orphanage in Uganda. So we're running that now, too. So it's keeping us very busy.
That's why you are so young, is because you have all of these activities going on. And that's Paul, along with Dr. Marvin Baker. We'll mention his name because of the work that he did, introduction for the book Jacobus. Let's talk about this book. We talked about it about a year ago when you were on the program.
Yes.
You decided to turn Jacobus into a trilogy. Talk about the thought process behind that decision.
Well, I got so frustrated because I was writing too much, and the book was getting too thick, and no one could afford to buy it. Who wants to buy a 750-page book if you don't know the author? So I thought, no, let's break it into chunks out of Jacobus's life. And the first book, the one that we're going to talk about today, is during his teenage years and learning how to be a man. And then the second book will go through the crucifixion of Christ and then into the opening of the India trade between Rome and India in the first century. And then the last one will be the wrap-up, which includes, unfortunately, the destruction of Jerusalem and the shipping of all the Judeans they could catch, putting them on the ship to be slaughtered in the arenas in Rome for the victory over their conquest of Judea, and the establishment of a tent hospital in Alexandria, Egypt, to take care of the refugees from the slaughter. And it's just an exciting part of the book to write because I was digging into a part of our cultural heritage and religious heritage here in America that most of us don't know anything about.
Exactly. Yes.
So anyway, it'll finally end up with Jacobus at about 79 years old, with Mount Vesuvius blowing its top and destroying so much of that beautiful territory there in southern Italy, where he had a major trading office. So, and he's now headquartered in his adult life now in Syracuse, on the island of Sicily, just south of Mount Vesuvius. So,
well, it's an amazing
that putting it into those blocks with their own drama and their own information to teach the reader, as well as their own romance and discovering what it's like to be men of faith who are considered eunuchs. And by definition, in those days, a eunuch did not have to be castrated. He just had to be unable to procreate with a woman. And that includes, unfortunately, people like me. So I thought, well, let's go for it.
Well, and you do it so well, and we'll be following the series Jacobus, and that's Jacobus. You'll find it, of course, wherever books are sold, and I'll guide you to authorreputationpress.com, where you'll get information there as well. The first interview, I think, was like August of 2018. You can listen to that by going to our archive at thisweekinamerica.us. Audio, you'll see the video version of the program there as well. Let's sort of like lay the basis here, the foundation for this. What decided you? What prompted you, caused you to write Jacobus in the first place? Why this topic? Why this character?
Well, like you said in your introduction, I was a closeted gay until I was 68 years old. That's a long time to be playing cloak and dagger with your identity.
Yes.
And as I went through that freedom-seeking process, I thought, you know, this sounds like it could have happened to anybody, even at the time of Christ. And then the light bulb went on. I've got to create a well-researched story about the eunuchs in the time of Christ, as Christ described them anyway in the book of Matthew, chapter 19. Those who are born eunuchs, i.e. like me, those who are made eunuchs by men, most slaves in the Roman Empire. By the way, 24%, by most research, 24% of the men in the Roman Empire were slaves. 24%.
Wow, that's an amazing statistic.
And they had very short lifespans, very short. So it's that's the second group. And the third group is people who just sacrifice their sexuality for spiritual reasons, like a priest or someone who just feels like to have a family would distract me from my God-given calling. And so using that as my guide, I tried to find eunuchs of all three types in my storyline, one of which, of course, was Christ himself, but the other two main characters in that peripheral topic of religiously dedicated eunuchs would be the Apostle John and the Apostle Thomas, who, by the way, in the book, I have Jacobus taking Thomas to India, where he works to the end of his life when he's killed by a Hindu priest in South India. So we have a lot of things in history, a lot of things in romance, a lot of things in drama, and some very horrific elements of human character, of human cruelty also included.
The Paul Shurdine is back with us on the program, and if you're Googling that, that's T-R-I-T-T-I-N. The book we're talking about, once again, is Jacobus, A Eunuch's Faith, The Apprentice, Book 1 of a Trilogy. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to authorreputationpress.com for information. Why did you select the first century and the Roman Empire as a setting?
Well, it is foreign to many of us, except what we see on TV or what you read in the Bible, which is all in just little snippets. It doesn't give any full-fledged stories about the Roman Empire at that time, and the Roman Empire is seen as evil through the Bible, which it was as far as Judea was concerned. But I felt that, you know, that would be the perfect place to add a little suspense, a little drama, a little education, a little action, a little of everything. So that's That's what I settled with. Plus, I'm an amateur historian who spent all my life studying history, living overseas, and all of that sort of stuff. So I thought, you know, this would be a good one.
Well, and you were right. It is. The book, Jacobus, A Eunuch's Faith, The Apprentice, book one of a trilogy. I want to ask you, too, about the controversial link that you have of male-male romance and the growth of faith in God. Talk about that. No pressure. Talk about that. And the,
no pressure. No, I'm sweating right now.
I could sense that. The decision to do that.
The thing is, my colleagues, I was a foreign missionary for 18 years, and my colleagues, just a mere talk of someone who would be, shall we say, sexually attracted to someone of the same gender was horrific. And I felt that I needed to deal with the issue in a way that was not real sexy, but romantic, and showed that men could love each other and die for one another. And they didn't have to have a wife and children to hold them back. I mean, these guys could wander all over the globe, and which they did. I mean, from Britain all the way to India. And these guys had that compassion for one another. And I wanted to sort of, on one side of the coin, stretch the mental faculties of the very conservative part of our community. And at the other side, since Dr. Baker used to write a Christian page for a gay magazine, was to try to get the gay community to realize that all people of faith are not against them. They can find love from people of faith. And so I found myself in real life stuck in that vice.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, we got to deal with some of these conflicts between the rabbis of Christ's day, the Pharisees and their rules and laws, and the love of Christ and compassion for all. And so that's what took me down that road. And I must say, my own children and grandchildren feel very uncomfortable with that.
Well, yes, yeah, there's a lot of personal at stake here when you do that, but yeah. It's so important in telling the story. How much of this story is autobiographical? I mentioned your background, the business background, the publishing background in the beginning. How much of this is autobiographical?
Yeah. Well, quite a bit of it, both on a personal level and as far as, you know, romance and life in general. And a lot of vignettes in the story were taken right out of my own experiences. And but it also gave me an opportunity to imagine what places where I lived and traveled to could be a part of this story.
Yes.
Like the story starts in Valencia, Spain, just after Rome rebuilt it after the civil war between Pompey and Julius Caesar. And Valencia, I went there one day to buy furniture to send to the United States and sell. And when I got through, I decided, you know, I got to jump on this boat and go to Majorca. And so that island, that Spanish island out in the Mediterranean, that changed my life. I spent 2 days there contemplating, walking the narrow old streets, seeing the largest Gothic cathedral, bigger than Paris, on that little island, butted right up against the ocean. It just opened my eyes to an exciting world that most people have no awareness of. So I was able to weave a lot of these things, having lived in Europe for 8 years together, and that's how I came up with it.
Well, the book we're talking about is Jacobus, A Eunuch's Faith, The Apprentice, Book One of a Trilogy. With us on the program is the author, Paul Tritin, and that's spelled T-R-I-T-T-I-N. If you're looking to Google it and get information, books available at authorreputationpress.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you directly to the site at Author Reputation Press and get information on the book. Time goes by always so quickly with Paul on the program. Got time for a couple minutes left in the program. What, as a former foreign missionary, interested why you are tackling such a controversial subject? Talk about the decision that went into to do that.
Well, I tell you, that took a lot of prayer on my side.
Yes.
To take this step, and a lot of people who respected me for years are now all of a sudden seeing me as some sort of demon. But I have to be honest. I need to share the fact that we can be a part of the same family of God. We don't have to fight each other. And that's really what kind of pushed me. It really did.
Are we making progress in understanding that we all can be together in this?
I think we are. There are some pockets of every community where that's not going to be possible. But we found, as we travel from church to church and denomination to denomination, because Marvin was a pastor for many, 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 many years in probably five or six denominations, and he... as my husband, was willing to do a little church hopping with me. And we found that even those who didn't want us were very polite. They were not the demons that most gays fear.
Yes.
When they go into a church. They were very polite. They did, admittedly, ignore us as though we weren't there, but at least they weren't in my face and say, "You don't belong here."
Yes.
And so.
Well, it is always, the time, as they say, always goes by way too quickly. Always a fascinating conversation. And the book is a fascinating read. It's Jacobus, G-A-C-O-B-U-S, A Eunuch's Faith, The Apprentice, Book One of a Trilogy. The book written by our guest on the Paul program, Paul Tritin. And, Paul, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Tritin, by the way, spelled T-R-I-T-T-I-N. Everybody Google, so I want to get the spelling right, so you're able to go in there and find it and go directly to the book and be able to read, learn, and enjoy from the book. Paul, it is always a pleasure. Look forward to staying in touch with you and doing more in the program about the trilogy.
Don't forget, I got two more books coming out, so we'll talk to you.
You soon. Don't forget. You're the one that has to write them. We just have to read them. You've got to do the research and to write them, and hopefully that will be coming up in the near future. We will keep people posted and have Paul back on the program.
Okay.
Paul, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program once again.
Love being with you, Rick.
It is a pleasure.
It's always fun.
Jacobus, A Eunuch's Faith, The Apprentice, Book One of a Trilogy. Paul Tritin, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.